Hi, welcome to another of our Who Are We interviews, where we talk with one of our expert partners and find out a bit more about them and their organisation. Today we're joined by Scott Curran, COO of Renison Hotels and founder of Guestdeck. Scott talks about his background and his journey from concierge to leading the strategic operations of a multi-property hotel company. He outlines how his frustrations with antiquated operational practices prompted him to take a coding bootcamp, leading him to developing Guestdeck. Scott introduces us to the company, the solution, and its core differentiators, and he also outlines how his aim to digitize operations has led to a highly efficient, effective, and simplified tool that makes sure what needs to get done gets done, ultimately leading to greater guest satisfaction. Really hope you enjoy what he has to say. Let's get started.
Hi, Scott. Good to see you. How are you? Hope you're well. You're doing good?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
Yeah, all very good. Thank you. And all pleased that the good news, we seem to be coming out of this lockdown a little bit. Hotels are opening, so I guess you guys must be busy.
Yeah, we're getting really busy. Things have really changed over the last month here in the States, and we're really excited about it. Hotels are full. People are starting to travel again. We're excited to be back.
Oh, that's good. Positive news for a change, which is excellent.
And, absolutely.
And on the topic of positive news, again, for you guys, welcome on board. Great to have Guestdeck join us as an expert partner. And really appreciate you carving out some time with us today to hear a little bit more about you, about your solution, and where it really sits in the much talked about hotel technology solutions and where the value is to hoteliers. So I think without any further ado, I'll probably hand over to you. And if you could just give us an introduction as to who Scott is first and foremost.
Yeah, well, thank you. We're really excited to be a partner here. My story, I've been in the hospitality industry for over 20 years. I started working as a concierge. I made my way through the front desk. I was a front desk manager. I was a sales manager. I was a director of sales. Worked as a GM for a good portion of that, the last 15 years or so. And then 3 years ago, was promoted to the chief operating officer of a group of 7 hotels here in Northern California. Right. And so I know every area of the hotel. And I love this business. It's just been a great run over the 20 years, and so yeah, we're excited to be kind of, like you mentioned earlier, recovering here a little bit. COVID was really tough for our industry, and so things are starting to look up.
So with the wealth of hotelier experience, you obviously could see the many positives, but some of the obvious frustrations that can exist within a hotel operation. So we'll kind of get into the Guestdeck solution in a moment, but I guess some of those frustrations were what kind of prompted you to develop your technology solution. Just tell us a little bit about, because it's a new company, so just kind of a little bit of background, where you started, what how you're planning on growing and developing, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so Guestdeck was created about 2.5 years ago. And the reason it was created is, as you know, my role was starting as COO of the Renison Hotel Group. I was going from hotel to hotel. I was seeing that a lot of the hotels, they all had the same issues, right? And a lot of those revolved around the operational processes and paper and things being missed and upset guests and things like that. And so what I went out and looked for was a digital solution to be able to help do those things, help so that I as a COO could, you know, kind of oversee some things without being, you know, at each property every single day. And what I went out to go find just really didn't exist. There was a lot of products out there. They were either too complicated, just didn't make sense, weren't built for the hotel industry. And so we tried, you know, several, either through recommendations of the brands that mm-hmm. we have at Renison Hotels or through, you know, recommendation from, you know, somebody within the hospitality industry, and they just didn't work. And so I set out with a friend of mine to take a coding class, a boot camp in 6 months. We're here in Silicon Valley in San Francisco. And we took that class, and the project at the end of it was to build something for your industry. And so right. you know, I took advantage of that to build a operational platform that would digitalize pretty much all of the operational aspects to the hotel, to get rid of all paper, get rid of paper for schedules, maintenance, housekeeping, all the areas of hotels that we could, to just put something in one place where the staff could use it and really, really digitalize operations.
Okay, digitalize operations. That sounds like an easier thing to say than to do. So do you just want to talk us through your platform, your solution? I know there are a number of facets to it, so maybe just kind of just talk us through the different areas and how you would see that application working within a particular property. Make that come alive.
Yeah, I mean, I think the great part about our solution, right? So we built that MVP product and we put it out at my seven hotels, and we went through it kind of area by area. So we started with maintenance, and then we went to housekeeping, and then we moved to the front desk where we had tasks and schedules and text messaging, things of that nature. And so we were able to kind of redefine based upon the feedback that we were getting from the users. And so we rolled that out at Renaissance Hotels about 2 years ago, and just continuously added to it, right? You know, and so the way that it works now is it's all built through text messaging and communications, right? Mm-hmm. So the site really is set up and looks and feels a lot like your typical social media platform. Okay. And where all of the users are able to kind of communicate with each other. And then through those text messages that come back from guests, you're able to create, there's some automation there that creates maintenance and creates housekeeping items. So, you know, as an example, you would have a guest that said, hey, you know, I need some more towels. Directly from that text message, you can create a housekeeping item that will then send to the app that we have for GuestDeck, right directly to the housekeeper. When she delivers that item to the guest room, the guest gets a notification via text letting them know that that request has been taken care of. All of that is automated. So we've really focused our automation in GuestDeck through the operational aspects, not through the communication with guests. We feel that that's a very important part, that the needs a human element and touch to it. We want to be very careful that we don't remove the customer service from our hotel.
I'm with you. So the customer interface, as you say, between the hotel staff and the guest is still maintained. It's not automating that process. It's just automating, back to your point, the digitizing the operational bit. So where typically a guest might walk down to front office, talk to someone, they've got a bunch of people checking in, they make a note, maybe pass it on, or think, yeah, I've got to pass that on to the housekeeping department. And then either the piece of paper gets lost or dropped, or they don't get time to do it, or there's a delay. Just as a simple example, is that kind of on the lines how you're kind of digitizing that piece of it?
100%. I know that there's a lot of focus on AI and things in this technology space and with communicating with guests. And what we firmly believe, you know, through our operational experience at Renaissance Hotels, is that that's not something that the guests really like or want. And so we, you know, when you get a text from our system, it actually gives you the name of the person that you're getting from, right? You know, or, you know, the staff. And so you now have that connection to those people. And then we really focus that automation on the operations side, right? So to take
right,
things out,
gotcha,
and make sure that you don't have comp rooms, that you don't have upset guests. We just took that process away. Exactly what you mentioned is that, hey, you know, employee at the front desk needs to tell employee at the housekeeping to go deliver it. And then it needs to somehow get back to that employee at the front desk that it happened and then notify the guest. We've automated that whole process, right? And so that just makes sure that things don't get missed. There's checks and balances to everything that's there that a manager can quickly pop into our system and see that that happened. And it's all done, you know, automated.
And I guess, looking at the current situation as well, where hotels have either laid off staff or staff aren't coming back, or we're going to have to recruit new staff and then train them, having a historical way of operating and having to get new staff up to speed, or maybe we have a reduced number, so there's extra workload, on that individual, the to me that, and I've never worked in a hotel, so, you know, leaning on your 20 years experience, but I could imagine the uncertainty and the lack of resources or new resources coming in at the moment must surely create a potential for things to go wrong more than they were pre-COVID, when you have maybe a more button-down operation. Would that be fair?
Absolutely. I mean, as you're bringing in new employees, if you have, you know, the way the guest deck is built, again, was built directly around the way our hotels operate. We run award-winning hotels at Renaissance. You know, we had our latest surveys for the last month in March as a full month. We out of guests that gave us, you know, from a 0 to a 10. We only collect the tops 9 and 10s in service and cleanliness of room. We were at 97% happy, right, across the board. Wow. That was our lowest number in 7 hotels. And so, you know, we've really taken the operational aspects that we know and do well and put in here. And so to your point, when you bring in a new employee, it's much easier because the processes are already there, right? We have checklists inside of here that we help you implement and put in. And so there's a daily checklist where that employee can just go and make their way through that checklist. And then as a manager, if you see something that isn't done or wasn't done right, you can quickly jump in there because you'll be able to see that in real time as that employee is going through that checklist for the day. So you can kind of keep an eye on them while letting them out there. And there's definitely a shortage of staffing right now. And so we're definitely bringing a lot of new people in. And so it's really neat to be able to have that kind of bird's eye view as a manager to be able to do those things. And it just makes sure, again, there's I think the best part about it for us is there's these checks and there's these balances there that say, if it doesn't get done, if that employee doesn't deliver the towels to the room, there will be a notification. It will go to the manager. It'll be on the screen. Everybody will see it, right? So you're not going to miss that and then end up maybe losing that customer. And as we all recover here, we need all the customers we can get. And so it becomes really important that you get those, you know, get 100% of those things right.
And I think from a new recruit's point of view as well, you know, you're trying to find your feet and you want to, you know, you're coming into a team, you know that they've got a way of working. There's naturally a level of nervousness and anxiety. You don't want to drop the ball. You know the impact it can have. If you're aware that you've got a notification and you've got to action that task and you can't just click off it until it's done, that also brings a sense of reassurance, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it should make their job, you know, a lot easier to go through and to just be able to know, you know, okay, I need to, you know, kind of check this off. Because I think what I saw in a lot of these hotels as we were, you know, making our purchases of hotels over the last 3 years was you just kind of put people out there, right? And it's like, okay, go. And some employees do something a certain way and some do it another way. And so when you really get those processes down, right, you keep them, you know, kind of, you know, in line of what you need them to do, the end result becomes a lot better.
No, that makes sense. And you mentioned, I mean, we focused just as an example on housekeeping because it was just a simple way of illustrating how the platform works. But you also touched on maintenance before. Your solution works across the many different departments. What are the key areas that it looks into?
Yeah, so on top of housekeeping, we also have maintenance, so work orders. A lot of hotels will use, you know, still that we go into have the 3 paper slip, right, where they write down if something's broken, a light bulb needs to be switched. They keep one copy at the front desk. They take one copy and put it over here, and the maintenance guy comes by once a day. And so this, again, will, you know, if a maintenance item comes up, the front desk or anybody on the property can simply put it right into the system. And a message goes through. We have an app that's available on the Apple and Android stores. They get a notification directly to their phone letting them know that there's a maintenance item. They can mark that maintenance item in progress as they go through. So now, again, the manager can see that they're in the room taking care of it. If somebody contacts the front desk to say, hey, you know, is my AC being fixed in my room? They'll be able to know, right? Without having to call on a walkie-talkie, without having to go track the maintenance guy down. Oh, yes, he's in your room right now, being able to take care of that. And so, again, there's communication there. If a guest requests that via text, they'll also get a text letting them know that he's in there working on the room. And when he's done, they'll, again, automated, they'll get a text saying he's now finished. You cannot worry about that. And that was built in strictly for my own travels, right? When I would leave, I remember being at a hotel when I was traveling and the AC was leaking out of the ceiling. And I told somebody at the front desk on the way through and I came back to the hotel room and I'm just going to put my key in the door. I'm going, what do you think the chances are that this is actually locked in? And of course it wasn't, right? And so I just thought there had to be a better way. And so that's on the maintenance side. We also have schedules in here, so you can easily put your staff schedules directly into this, and they'll be able to see that on the app. There is a section for tasks, right? So again, you can take a task, you can assign that to any department. So that will go to everybody that's assigned to either a housekeeping department, front desk, okay, maintenance, or you can assign it to an individual or yourself, right? So if you want to keep track of your own daily tasks, and we have those all separated in a way. So it's, you know, it's really great for follow-up. If you have, you know, between you, let's say you're a general manager and you have an assistant general manager, you want to talk about an employee, you can have those conversations about that employee with inside GuestDeck without anybody else seeing it, right? You know, it's just you. But again, there's checks and balances to making sure that you're taking care of something, you know what's going on, and you can see that out there. Another area is revenue that we've just started, which we're really excited about, and we're partnering up with a lot of revenue management firms.
Okay.
And that has, you know, the ability to make rate suggestions, right? So a lot of hotels work with either a third party revenue, or they have a revenue, you know, for their management company, or, you know, somebody off site. And so you're able to put rate suggestions in, like, let's say, hey, next Friday, let's raise the rates. I think we should raise it to $50. You can again start to have communication about that. I don't think we should. I don't think we should raise it $70. And you can either approve, deny, or modify that. And again, just start a communication. And then it also indexes all of that so that you can then go back and look at it later on. So if you wanted to know what you did last
Easter, so like an audit trail. Yep.
Yeah, you can go back and look at it. And so it's become one of the most popular parts of GuestDeck. Is allowing those communications to happen in one spot where everybody in the revenue decision-making process can participate.
Yeah, very good. And in terms of your client profile, I mean, as you describe it, I guess it could be applicable to any hotel, but it's likely to lean into and have greater advantages, I suppose, the bigger the hotel is and the more staff it has, or is that just me connecting the dots wrongly?
we have hotels of all sizes on here, right? You know, from we have a hotel with 15 rooms to,
okay,
you know, I think as long as you have more than one employee, this is the place, right? I mean, I think the biggest advantage, I mean, we can talk all day about the different things and the things that we have here, is just the communication, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the most important part, is that you're communicating in a way that's going to be effective to help the employees do a better job, right? To make their jobs easier. And this software was really built to not only make my own job easier, but then, you know, we went from staff to staff and we would sit there and ask the front desk person, does this make your job harder or easier, right? What would make it easier? And we just kept redefining the software until we got to a point where we're about to release version 2, and version 2 really, really has a focus on the communications. Again, it looks and feels a lot like the social media platforms that our typical hotel employee is used to using. And so when they can just hop right in there and it looks or feels like, you know, like their social media that they're on in their personal life all day, the communication just shoots right through the roof. And again, the more that we can get people, you know, interacting, using the data that comes out of that as managers, we can help them make better decisions, help understand, you know, get a really good pulse of what's happening at the hotel, and ultimately end up with happier guests.
Very good. And in terms of types of property, by that I mean whether it's sort of small groups, independents, large chains. I mean, you've got multiple brands within the Renaissance group. So how does that kind of work when you've kind of got the brand standards and obviously different brand standards, and I guess they, I don't know, do they have a preferred supplier list? How does that work between those elements?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there's a misconception out there at some point that the brands really, kind of have one supplier that they use, that you know, I even honestly, before I started, thought that was the case, that we were using whatever the brand had recommended, and we have Hilton, Best Western, Marriott, and an independent hotel. And so we were using four or five different systems, which is impossible to try to train, impossible to try to get the best out of. And so, you know, we reached out to the brand and said, hey, listen, you know, we have these seven hotels that are all different brands. We just want to use one system because it'll allow us to train people to use it better and get better results out of it. And they were fine with that. And so, you know, we really made that switch, you know, when we created GuestDeck 2.5 years ago to just have one platform. And again, we've seen these scores go, I mean, just up dramatically, right? And because we're able to get all the managers together, they're able to share best practices. I'm not sure if I mentioned that yet or not, but inside of GuestDeck, you also have the ability to communicate with other hotels, right? It's not just your own hotel. You can have chats or ask questions or any of that type of stuff with hotels outside of just your group, right? And so inside of your group, right? So Renaissance, the seven hotels can talk to each other, but they can also reach out to other Hilton hotels. You know, I have a question about this new rate code, or, you know, what product do you use for eggs for breakfast? I saw the other day, and there was 30 comments on it at the end of the day of which one was the best, right? You know, so it's a really neat, you know, kind of community environment for people to be able to you know, kind of chat their way through. And so it just, again, makes it, if you have a management company, it works really well because you can get all, you know, of your hotels in one spot and really start to get them working together as a team to provide better service.
No, that makes sense. So you mentioned earlier that when you, before you developed this, you kind of went out and started to look and trialed some different pieces. There will obviously be elements, as you said, you've mentioned it's a bit like a social media platform, it's a communication tool, you've used other tools. Are you able to sort of distill it down as to what, is there a core differentiator behind it, or what makes it stand out from what was available in the market at the time when you were looking before developing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, number one, it's clearly built for hotels and it's built by a hotel operator. I mean, when I looked into all these other products, you couldn't find a person that had ever spent one day operating a hotel, right? And so, you know, when you look at this product, you will, if you've ever worked in a hotel, you will know that this was built by a bunch of people that had worked in hotels. I mean, we had one product, I'll just say real quick, you know, I won't name the product, but something in the operational space. And it was, you know, one of my Holiday Inn IHG properties. And I went for the day to the hotel to go see how they were using it. And it was this big, complicated thing that had work orders and all this stuff, right? And all these different buttons to click around. And so I said, well, show me how you use it, right? And they counted their cash drawer with it. I'm like, okay, you know, I have this many nickels and I have this many dollars and I have, you know, this many. And then, okay, what else do you do with it? That's it, right? And we were paying something like $350 a month for it. And so I said, you know, there has to be an easier way to do this. So, you know, GuestDeck was built with simplicity in mind, right? And again, going directly to the front desk staff, going directly to the housekeeper, to the maintenance people, right? You know, the maintenance people, when we went through originally, they had checklists that they would have to go through for the day when they were preventative maintenance in a room, and they had to press each button on the little thing, and it was really small for them. And so they said, we just want a checkbox. We're going to do it all, but we want a checkbox to do it all. Great. You know, within a week, we put the checkbox for all of them and made their job easier. And so I think, you know, what's the most important with any kind of technology and anything you can do as a manager is you want your staff to be able to use it. If you can get the engagement going, if you can get those things going and you have the data, then it just opens up this world that you can help them operate better hotels. It makes their life easier, not harder, right? And so all the solutions that were out there before and everything that we see either only covered one little area of what we're doing, or it was so complicated that it was like you needed some kind of a degree to figure. So, you know, we've just done simplicity, right? It doesn't, we can have a hotel up and running within a day, you know, one day, wow, one training, hotels could be running, sending texts that day, communicating with each other. It just all is pretty simple to use.
That is really interesting. Well, even more reason why we're glad to have you guys on board, because I think, you know, we're all going to be coping with some interesting challenges as we start to adjust. You know, this phrase, the new normal, has been used many, many times. And I think, you know, the simplicity, the communication is going to be advantageous. But I think what you highlighted early on is also a key part that, yes, as an operational tool, there is obviously some value to it, but being more efficient, but more effective and enabling to get done what needs to get done in a fast and appropriate way just impacts on the guest's feeling, the guest's experience, therefore the guest's loyalty, their reviews, their recommendations. So it all feeds back into itself. And I think often the operational piece, we see so much focused on driving more bookings, on revenue management, on loyalty, that sometimes the importance of the operational element and how actually that's where the guest interacts while they are actually staying with you, sometimes feel as if it's overlooked a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, I preach this all the time at Renaissance Hotels, that it's so much easier to keep a customer that's already there than to try to go figure out where a new one is, right? You know, and so we have this unbelievable opportunity when people walk through our door to just blow them away. I mean, our goal is 100% happy 100% of the time, and every employee at Renaissance, through, you know, using GetSec and doing these tools that we've given them, is enabled to make sure that that happens, right? And so it's just setting up, a mindset with every employee in there that's what's expected, right? That's what's expected. We are going to make memorable experiences so that the next time the Smiths come to one of our hotels or our area, they don't even go look at an OTA. They don't even go look at another website, right? It's just, I want to go back and I want to go see Scott, right? And because everything Maya was there, I had a great time. And I think, you know, just the part that I love most about GuestSec is the communication aspect that you can have, not only, again, with inside of your own hotel, but outside, right? The things that are happening in these conversations, in these kind of, for lack of a better term, chat rooms that are being created, are amazing, right? You know, the best practices that are being shared across, you know, not only inside of our management group, but, you know, our employees at our Hilton properties, being able to reach out to other Hilton properties. Again, they're going to know something that they might have never been able to figure out, or that they would have had to jump through five or six hoops to get emails from somebody. And so it's as you mentioned earlier, we're all going to have to go through this recovery together, right? And if we can create a platform that allows people to share best practices and do that together and really kind of come out of this as a group, it's a pretty neat thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. I appreciate you taking the time to not only join us, but I think to open up eyes and our minds to a different way of doing something. So that's brilliant. Covered everything I certainly wanted to touch on. Have we got across everything that you wanted to as part of this discussion?
Absolutely. We're really excited to be here. We're really excited to, again, I mean, I see this kind of in that similar spot that I'm talking about with communications, with being part of the community. And we're really excited to be working with you.
Brilliant. Well, we look forward to it and bringing some more discussions, some more topics, some more content, some more ideas. So thanks again for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Perfect. Thanks, Trevor.
Take care.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Scott for joining us. Feel free to get in contact with us if you have any questions. We're always interested in your thoughts, and we're happy to follow up with our guests. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. And if you do watch it on YouTube, it would be great if you would consider subscribing. It really helps out the channel, which helps us to help others. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.